This is the Hour of the Time, and I'm your host, William Cooper. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you listening in Kansas, tomorrow morning, Michelle Bree-Moore, the author of Oklahoma City Day One, will be a guest from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Standard Time on KIBW, that's 580 a.m. radio in Topeka, Kansas. The host of that show is Sam Elliott, and that's tomorrow, Wednesday, November 27th, 1996, on the Sam Elliott Show, tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. That's KIBW 580 a.m. radio in Topeka, Kansas. And immediately following that broadcast at 11 a.m., there will be a books available for purchase, and Michelle Bree-Moore will be there to sign your book, to autograph your book, should you be one of the ones who show up to purchase that book. So, that's that. We're going to take calls tonight, and being that this is just the night before Thanksgiving, tomorrow night, we're going to take calls, and we're just going to keep it light and try to get into the Thanksgiving mode, but still cautioning you. You must be cautioned. You must understand that the history of socialism is that when they decide to strike and take out their enemies, which is us, they always do it on a national holiday, when people are full, fat, and sassy, when they're stuffed to the gills with turkey and dressing and mashed potatoes and all of the good stuff. And maybe they've had just a few drinks too many, and they sleeping like a log at 2 o'clock in the morning, the doors come tumbling down. And so it's been our tradition until this battle, this World War III, until this fight between good and evil produces a victor, for those of us on the good side should never be home on any major holiday. And I know, yeah, you're thinking, oh yeah, right, where are we going to go? I don't care where you go, but you never know when this is going to happen. I'm just going to tell you, it's going to happen. So I advise all patriots, and specifically patriot leaders who would be targeted in such a move, not ever to be home on any major holiday whatsoever. I don't care. That's my warning. You can take the warning and act accordingly. Or you can call me every name in the book and act like a stupid sheeple. Or you can just ignore it and go about your business. And that's your right. But nevertheless, that's my warning. So tonight we'll be taking calls, and now that that heavy stuff is over with, we can talk about anything you want to. Tomorrow night, and you can get ready for this, tomorrow night we're going to take calls, because on Thanksgiving night, I'm going to be with my family. I'm not going to be doing live radio. So Thanksgiving night will be a rerun of the Hour of the Time. And tomorrow night, we'll take calls just to talk about what it is that you're really thankful for. Because we must all be thankful for something. Just to be alive, something to be thankful for. So we'll talk about that tomorrow night. But tonight, we'll talk about anything you want to. I don't care what it is. And tonight, the music is just for fun. Doesn't have any hidden meaning. And I have to say that because those of you listening to this broadcast the Hour of the Time know that the music always has something to do with the content of the broadcast, and usually has meaning. But tonight is just for fun. So don't go away. I'll be right back in just a moment, and we'll be taking calls for the rest of the broadcast tonight. The number is 520-333-4578. 520-333-4578. You can bring up any subject you want. You can talk about anything you want. I don't care what it is, but make sure you call, or I'll go to bed.
One, two, three, four.
For those of you who are not rock and roll fans, that's Gary U.S. Bonds in Quarter to Three. I remember first hearing that when I think I was about, 14 years old, or, well, maybe older than that. Maybe about, maybe I was 18 years old, somewhere around there. I don't really remember, but it was a long, long time ago. I can certainly tell you that. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill.
Hello.
This is Carl from Mineral, Ohio.
Hi, Carl.
Second time I called, and I'm still nervous as heck.
No, don't be nervous. You know, I really love the holidays. I love Christmas and Thanksgiving so much that being in this house is like being very close to heaven. I'm sitting here. I have a glass of eggnog by my side. My children are playing downstairs, and as soon as I'm finished, I'm going to go pick up the big storybook, and we're going to read some stories. And all that kind of thing. So just relax. It's okay.
I was in the garage listening to the satellite, writing you a letter tonight, ordering Oklahoma Day One.
Great.
I just received the catalog from Ramsey, FM rebroadcasters.
Uh-huh.
So I'm getting ready to order that.
Fantastic. I'm going to give out that number. Let me give it out now. I was going to give it out several times the night that we talked about the low power FM trend, and I didn't. So I'm going to give it out several times tonight. If you want to order a catalog from Ramsey, or if you just want to call and order something from them, you don't have to have a catalog. You just have to know what you want. The number is 1-800-446-2295. That's 1-800-446-2295. Or 1-800, the number 4, Hobby Kits. That's easy to remember. 1-800-446-2295. Sorry to interrupt you.
Bill, I have before me, my dad passed away in May. And my dad lived in my grandmother's house. And I had the chore this summer of cleaning out the house. And I came across a Cleveland Press dated Monday, November 25th, 1963. And there's a picture of the rotunda. And it's a picture being taken from atop the rotunda. And the caption reads...
Which rotunda?
The Washington, D.C. rotunda.
Okay.
President Kennedy's casket was put to rest or laid out for the public display.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and the caption reads, "The rays of the early morning sun light the casket of President John F. Kennedy as it lays in the state rotunda, the U.S. Capitol. Crowds continue to file by to pass their respects." Well, as you look at this this picture, I noticed right away through listening to you your program and looking for symbology, the way the shadows are cast with the rays of the sun, there is a pyramid next to the casket with sort of like a flower on top of it. Also put out by the Cleveland Press was a book called 4 Days. And there are color pictures of this rotunda picture right here. And I don't see that casting of the shadow of the pyramid in that at all. And if you're interested tonight when I'm writing this letter, I'm more than willing to share the book, to give the book to you, along with the Cleveland Press front page.
Fantastic. We'd love to have it. As you know, we're always trying to increase the library. What we do here is suck up knowledge and information. We analyze it. We try to make sense of it. We're always assembling two puzzles. One is the truth. One is the deception. In the middle, there's a big box in which we pile everything that doesn't fit in either one of the puzzles. We never throw anything away. No one ever has to ask us if they should send information. The answer will always be yes, and we appreciate every scrap of information, no matter how small you might think it may be.
Okay. Also, I have another question. Fred Giddings, I heard you mention this symbolism and occult art. I'm having a real hard time finding this book. I was at Little Professor tonight trying to locate the book. I can't find it anywhere.
Your best bet on finding books that that are difficult to find are old bookstores, old used bookstores. And the older the store has been in existence, the better. Get back on all those dusty shelves and comb them with a fine-tooth comb, and you'll be amazed at what you will find. If that doesn't work, then the next step is to go to a book search service, which will they'll charge you a fee. But depending upon what you're looking for, usually the fee is well worth the finding.
Okay. That's about it. Oh, one more thing. Along with your catalog, do you have any videos that you produce?
That I specifically produce?
Do you have any videos at all?
Yeah, we have the Luxor video, which is tape number 33 in the Mystery Babylon series. It has no narration, but the symbology in it. And the reason it has no narration is it goes with the Mystery Babylon series. It's tape number 33. And by that time, people who have listened to the series up to that point should be able to recognize and identify all the symbology in the video. And it's a sort of a workshop video so that people can practice spotting and identifying the symbology. We also have the Zapruder film that's available. I didn't produce it. Abraham Zapruder filmed it in Dealey Plaza. I just spent $16,000 to get a first generation copy from the original 8mm film in brilliant, saturated, fantastic color, the best that you'll ever see in your whole life.
I do have that. I took that to the mall, and boy, did I have a crowd around me.
I bet you did. We have the Branch Davidian Last Will and Testament, which I did not produce. It was produced and filmed by the Branch Davidians themselves inside their church during the siege, while after many of them had been wounded. They show their wounds. They talk about why they're there. It's obvious that none of them are there against their will. It is an amazing video. We have that also.
Okay. Because I picked up your book at a bookstore about a month ago, and boy, oh boy, are you a brother, and I don't mean a Masonic brother either. That really, from the bottom of my heart.
You mean a kindred spirit.
Better believe it. That's about all I have.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
And I really appreciate your last comment very much. Thank you. And happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Oh, to you too. And your family.
Thank you.
Bye now.
And thank you for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. Wherever you're at in this nation or in this world, call in tonight. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. I'll try to answer your questions if you have questions and if I'm able to answer them. And you may have something to add to this broadcast that I don't know. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Bill. How are you doing? It's Arnie up in Stephenville, Wisconsin.
Pretty good. Hi, Arnie.
Well, great. I sent you a letter a while back, and I'm a ham operator, and I was talking to you about UFOs and stuff. Anyway, I was going to say I ran into a micro broadcaster, one of these little units they have for stereo headphone deals, a swap shop for $3.
Uh-huh.
And up here in Stephenville, Wisconsin, I did a little work on it, and you're on 88.2 in Stephenville, Wisconsin.
Well, fantastic. That's wonderful. 88.2 in Stephenville, Wisconsin. Let me write that down. So I'm trying to keep a little log here.
Yeah, I realize that.
88.2. And how do you spell it? S-T-E-T?
Okay, that's S-T-E-T.
S-O-M?
V-I-L-L-E.
Wisconsin. Okay, great. That's wonderful.
Yeah, it was some weird named off brand, and I picked it up for $3, and I put a different transistor in it and got a little more power out of her and built an antenna, and it seems to do pretty good. I get out 6-7 miles depending on, you know, the terrain and stuff here.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
The only thing you have to watch out for is that some of these low power FM transmitters tend to drift on frequency, and you really don't want that to happen.
Yeah, this one here I got direct right into my satellite receiver. I pull it right off the satellite.
Great.
And anyway, I was going to say, too, I know a lot of times people are always asking about emergency and times get rough type communications, and I know as a ham operator, too, I've often thought you should have a program on your network dealing with, you know, like, what rigs, you know, to buy, what are reasonable, what you really need to get by, and things like that.
What do you mean by rigs?
Well, for... communications type equipment.
Oh, I see, yeah.
So okay. I'm using ham terminology.
Yeah, well, if somebody out there is listening who has a lot of expertise in survival and communications and food storage and all that kind of stuff, we're looking for somebody who'd like to do that kind of a broadcast. And, we have the lowest rates in the world. And if you've got a sponsor or a product to sell, it's very easy to pay for the airtime on the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. It's only $30 an hour, and that's plus your share of the telephone expense. If we provide studio services here by playing tapes, if you have your own studio set up or are willing to build your own studio set up at your home, then you can contract whatever telephone rates you want with whatever carrier you want and pay for your own phone bill to the satellite uplink. But it's the lowest rates in the entire world. We have made it easy for Americans to get their voice out to other Americans.
That's wonderful. Because I was mentioning, too, I know a lot of people, the solid-state rigs and stuff, too, and with some of the new electromagnetic technology, they can knock stuff out like that. I know the older tube types are a little bit more, resistant to that. And there's a lot of rigs out there, for something for emergency, for anywhere from $150 to $200, you could have something set up that would get you out just about any band you want in the world, that'd be real nice, or continental United States or nationwide, and I always thought that'd be a really good thing to have, because people are always interested in that type of stuff, as I am, too. I talk all over the place, too, but I really do enjoy your broadcast, and I'm absorbing your book right now, The Pale Horse, and it's a wonderful book. So much information in there, it just amazes me. I just really enjoy that book.
Well, great. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much, Bill, and maybe I'll get with you about doing that.
Okay. Some of the things that you just talked about are very important, such as tube versus electronic.
Oh, tube. Absolutely. There's a lot of things people don't realize. I guess I can't base this on any fact. As you know, I don't want to go on, you like to have facts, but the Russians used tube-type stuff for many years. Like, a lot of their stuff still is.
Well, that's because their technology was so far behind, they couldn't produce a computer chip if they wanted to.
Well, sure, that's true also, too, but when you get the electromagnetic pulse, like from a nuclear weapon or something, too.
Well, it doesn't have to be a nuclear weapon now. It could be something like HARP. HARP could produce.
Sure, HARP could knock that out, too.
Could knock it out, yeah. And in an emergency that we expect to happen in a socialist world takeover.
Well, I live in Wisconsin. We're under socialism, so.
You haven't seen the beginning of it yet.
Yeah.
Believe me, no matter how bad you think it is, it only gets worse.
Yep.
What you need are the old-style tube-type radios.
Absolutely.
You need solar-type chargers for a bank of batteries that can power the radio, because you're not going to have AC power when they decide to shut everything down and you know, establish their new world order. Basically, well, there's a lot of other things, but that's some place to start from.
What I ran into too, a lot of people are looking for emergency batteries, and if you go to these battery stores in the back room, they have these batteries they pull out of alarm systems.
Mm-hmm.
They can only keep them in for a year, and they're absolutely wonderful 12-volt small compact batteries, and you can pick them up from anywhere from $8 to $10.
Yeah, but it's not that easy. You have to understand the power consumption of whatever it is that you're attaching to those batteries.
I have a solar panel, too, that I use sometimes when I'm on a field day,
What the ampere hours consumption is and all that kind of stuff. And you have to make everything work together. So, but, yeah, we're looking for somebody who would love to get on and do a broadcast like that. And hopefully somebody will want to do that.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time, Bill, and I really enjoy your show. And like I said, I got you on here in Wisconsin, so hopefully a few more people will get you on. So.
Great.
Thanks, Bill.
And just to tell you folks, and thank you for calling, just to tell you folks how inexpensive it is to broadcast on the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network, just for the use of the network time is $600 a month if you broadcast 5 hours each week. That's 20 hours a month for $600 a month. And whoever your sponsor is and whatever you're selling to promote or to pay for your broadcast, if you can't sell $600 worth of whatever it is that you need to sell to pay for your broadcast, then I've got news for you. It ain't worth selling. And you better bail out of it real quick. The only other expense you have to worry about is your share of the telephone expense for the satellite uplink, where we have to call from Arizona to Dallas, Texas, and it's prorated amongst the broadcasters and allotted accordingly. And that's the way it goes, and it's really not that expensive. And you can figure it out for yourself. For instance, if you took the highest that it possibly could be and multiply it times 60 minutes, you know, the per minute charge, times 60 minutes, times however many hours a month that you broadcast, that's what it's going to be for you. And if you take the highest rate, I guarantee you, we ain't paying it. That we're not even close to the highest rate. We have a very good rate here. So we encourage our broadcasters to set up their own studio facilities in their homes so that they can uplink directly to the satellite uplink system. And go right on the air from there. And that way they can broadcast live and take calls. Whereas if we're playing a tape, they can't do that. So anyway, that may not be of interest to you, or it may be, but there it is. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yes, it's Cooper.
Yes.
How you doing, first time caller?
Great, turn off your radio.
Got it.
That's what's confusing you. Well, thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
I'm just curious if you had any information on the comet Hale-Bopp. That's all I was concerned about.
The only information I have is it's going to come and everybody's going to be able to see it. It is no threat to the Earth. There is no giant spaceship accompanying to it. Art Bell is a blithering lunatic, fringe element, Illuminati, New World Order freak. And if you listen to him, you're going to get conned and scared and blithered and blathered and bullshitted.
That sounds good.
Is that where you got that from?
Pardon?
Is that where you heard that nonsense about Hale-Bopp from?
Oh, no, it's been around everywhere. I was just curious because I haven't seen nothing about it anywhere.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, there's nothing to see. It's a comet. It's coming by the Earth, and it's going to be a spectacular show if it... if it produces what it's expected to produce, then that's it, period.
Okay. I've also have received my last Ceratos. I wonder if you might could check on that.
Well, you haven't received... which last Ceratos you're talking? Did you get number 14?
No. I haven't received one, several months now.
Which one was the last one you received?
13.
Number 13?
Yes.
You should have received number 14 because that was the last one printed. Drop me a letter and I'll make sure that you get number 14.
Okay.
Personally, I'll make sure of that. As you know, Mike and Sharon Aponte quit. They wanted to move on to greener pastures, and so they did. And it's taken us quite a while to find somebody else who will function as the Veritas staff. We finally found two young men in California who are going to take up that challenge. And so within about 30 days, all of the Veritas subscribers should be receiving issue number 15.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time, man.
Well, thank you for calling. 520-333-4578. Yeah, all of you who are subscribed to Veritas, never fear. You will get the number of subscriptions that you have subscribed for. However, I can't do everything. I've got to have a staff to work on that Veritas newspaper. It's just it's a tremendous, tremendous job. I am getting the articles ready now, and they're getting geared up to produce the next issue. And so it shouldn't be too long before you can look forward to receiving your copies of Veritas in your mailbox. 520-333-4578 is the number. Give us a call. Tell us what's on your mind. Maybe you can help educate the population that is listening to this broadcast. Maybe you have a question that we can answer, or that maybe we can direct you to a place where you can find the answer, or maybe you just want to talk tonight, because that's really what tonight's all about. It's just for talking, just for being neighbors, just for exchanging humor, if you want to do that. I don't care. In any case, we'll be right back after this short pause.
When I was enraged, my mother called me to her side. She said, son, you're growing up now, pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, just because you become a young man now, there's still some things that you don't understand now. Before you ask some girl for a hand now, keep your freedom for as long as you can now.
Guys who didn't do that, and they're regretting it now. The Hour of the Time, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by Swiss America Trading. And Gary Bourgeois, if you're listening, please call Mike E. and tell him four big ones are on the way. I got on the horn today, and I chewed, and I mean chewed like a bulldog. So we got some action going here. Ladies and gentlemen, and that's all due to Craig Smith, by the way, and if you really want to meet somebody who's wonderful and cares about this country, and who cares about morals and ethics and doing the right thing. That's Craig Smith of Swiss American Trading. Folks, if you think it's expensive to get your hands on some real money, you better think again. It's not. And they can work out a budget program for anybody. If you've never held a real, and I mean a real silver dollar, not this phony crap that's floating through your hands every day now, that's not money. It's debased coinage. It's crap. It's really not worth very much at all. It's counterfeit. It's a crime. It really is. And if you've never held a real... Money is not that paper phony stuff that you've got in your wallet. It just is not. And you won't understand that until you really hold a gold coin in your hand. You see it, you feel it, you understand that it is something, it's worth something. It has intrinsic value, which means worth in and of itself for many different reasons. And throughout the history of the human race, and I say human race because that's what I believe in, there's only one race, the human race. Throughout the history of the human race, ladies and gentlemen, gold and silver coin has been the only thing that has ever been recognized throughout the history of the world as real money. There has never been a gold or silver coin money system that failed. Every paper economy that's ever been attempted has always failed. Usually in unbelievable rampant runaway inflation, which completely decimates the population. Ask anyone who was in Germany when that happened. Call 1-800-289-2646. Do it now. You'll be so happy that you did. A great weight will come off your shoulders. You will protect what you have earned and accumulated thus far. It will provide security for your family. 1-800-289-2646. 1-800-BUY-COIN. Do it now. And do this too. At least do it for as long as I'm alive. Because sure, as I am alive, they're going to come here to kill me and shut me up one day soon.
And the land is dark, and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So
stand by me, folks. Stand by truth. Stand by the principles and ideals upon which this nation was based. Stand by yourselves. Don't give in to fear and intimidation. Don't give in to unlawful, unconstitutional, treasonous tyranny. Well, let's go back to the phones. I think there's somebody waiting here. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hi, thank you so much for waiting. I know you called right at the beginning of that long stint of commercialism.
everybody's got to make a living here.
That's right.
Here.
Well, it's not making a living. I don't get one single penny from Swiss America Trading, and I never have. They pay solely for the airtime because they believe so much in the message of this broadcast. And because I want this message to remain untainted, I refuse to accept a penny from anyone.
Well, I think that's great that they sponsor it.
Thank you.
Say, I got a joke for you.
Great.
Okay, about old Morris D's?
Uh-huh, Morris D's the sleaze.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he came home the other night and found that his wife had thrown his clothes out into the street and had his packs, his bags packed the whole bit. And he walked up to his wife and says, well, what's going on? She says, you know, I've been watching you for a while, and I believe that you're a pedophile. And he says, well, that's a pretty big word for a 10-year-old.
That's pretty good, but it's the truth, isn't it? He is a pedophile.
Yeah.
Not only that, but the Southern Poverty Law Center, we have a report written by a law enforcement investigator in Oklahoma, who was investigating the Oklahoma City bombing. And in that report, he says the Southern Poverty Law Center, headed by Morris Dees, is directly connected to the Communist Party of the United States.
Hmm.
How about that?
That's interesting.
Yes, it is. You'll see that report printed verbatim in Volume 2 of our Oklahoma City series entitled Oklahoma City, The Aftermath.
I have to send away for that when you guys come out with it.
But yeah, well, we'll let you know when we do.
Okay.
It's going to be a few months. It's extremely difficult to collect this information, compile it, analyze it, verify it with at least two, hopefully three independent sources not related or known to each other, and then make it all make sense. But we're doing it, and we're doing it better than anybody ever has. In fact, I got to tell you, the intelligence service of the Second Continental Army, the Republic Militia, is the best investigative organization in the world, bar none. The FBI can't hold a candle to us.
Well, half the stuff the FBI would ever come up with be thrown out the window or covered up anyway.
Sure, that's because all they care about is making themselves look good, where we care about the truth. And that's all we care about.
Does it become harder to find this material as time progresses? Is it becoming easier because more people are coming out of the woodwork?
No, it's becoming easier simply because of the publication of Oklahoma City Day One. You don't know it where you're at, but in Oklahoma, in the state of Oklahoma, that book is causing volcanoes to erupt. It is disappearing from the bookshelves faster than it can be stocked. Because of what we've written and what we've proven, people who were afraid, who thought they were the only ones who knew what they know, who didn't understand that there's a large network of people out here who are willing to go to bat for them and protect them if necessary, are coming out of the woodwork at an unbelievable rate. The whole structure of lies, the whole mountain of lies, if you will, is tumbling down. And the cockroaches are beginning to run for cover.
Well, I heard your broadcast the other night on Oklahoma. And what do you think the outcome will be? Do you think it'll be something like their CIA drug contra hearings where they run it all over to Washington, D.C. and just...
Well, that's one of the scenarios. One of the things that they normally do is they make the public think that they're really doing an investigation, and they have a congressional hearing and all this kind of stuff, and they troop everybody up there, and a few people admit to making some mistakes, and Congress sort of pats them on the wrist, and they throw the public a couple of bones, and everybody seems to think that that's satisfying, and that's supposed to be the end of it. Well, it wasn't the end of it with Waco, and it won't be the end of it with this if they attempt it. In fact, if they attempt that kind of thing this time, the militia will affect the arrests of those who are guilty in the Oklahoma City bombing, and we will hold them prisoner until such time as we can find courts that will adequately and properly try them for the treason and for the terrorism that they've committed. And if they're found innocent, they'll be set free, and if they're found guilty, they're going to pay for it. Another scenario is that somebody within the government understands that the jig is up and performs their oath of office and their function properly, and affects the arrests of these people and the trials and in a proper constitutional and lawful manner, and justice is done. So there's the one that you proposed, which is injustice. There's the justice, or there's the militia fulfilling their constitutional duty of executing the laws of the Union. And I can assure you, if that becomes necessary, that's exactly what's going to happen. This is we gave them fair warning. We told them there will be no more Wacos. This will never happen again in America. And then they pulled off this Oklahoma City bombing. The jig is up. It's all over.
Yeah.
It's all over. And we have the constitutional and lawful authority based upon the evidence that we've collected already to place most of those in power in the government under arrest and completely affect new elections and a new turnover in Washington, D.C. in order to reinstate a lawful, constitutional, Republican government as guaranteed to us in the Constitution for the United States of America. And we are completely committed and dedicated to doing whatever we have to do to make sure that this corruption and socialist treason does not continue.
So what can I do to help?
What can you do to help? Well, one thing you can do is either join a local militia, or if there's none available, form one of your own. If you would like to join a militia on a national basis, write me a letter, and I'll tell you what you can do to join the Second Continental Army of the Republic or the Intelligence Service. You can prepare yourself and your community to defend your community and your town or city, your family, and your neighbors and your county from attack by these socialist forces. When they realize that they're being beaten, they're going to panic, and they're going to lash out, and they're going to try to execute their edicts by force. And when that happens, the only way that we are going to save ourselves is by defending ourselves with the force of arms. And the last thing that I can advise you to do is make sure that you never, ever, ever allow anyone to take your guns and ammunition away from you under any pretext whatsoever. All gun laws are unconstitutional on their face, regardless of what any court says about it. The second article in the amendment is clear. The security...
I agree with that, especially on the last little bit of gun banning that they did, where they're attempting to...
Any of it, no matter what it is. The Constitution says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That's the active clause of the second article and amendment.
Well, yeah, they're getting everybody set up for genocide.
Well, the genocide or whatever, it doesn't matter what it is. They're getting the people set up to give away their power so that they can be enslaved and controlled under whatever system the socialists choose to put into effect. And when you do that, when you give up your right to defend and protect yourself, you submit yourself to tyranny.
Have you heard anything about what's going on in Australia as of lately? Is there any armed resistance?
No, and all I know is that they passed draconian gun laws, and that they are, wherever possible, confiscating guns. They are not sending armies door to door or any of the bullshit crap that you've been hearing from some of the lie spreaders. That's not happening in Australia. If you have ever known any Australians ever in your life, you would know that that's not possible.
Uh-huh.
These are not wimps down there.
A lot of people said that Australia is a lot like the United States.
That's right. They are not wimps. They will fight at the drop of a hat. I've known a lot of Australians in my life. When I was the chief instructor of the mixed gas deep saturation diving division of the College of Oceaneering, I put through several whole classes of nothing but Australian divers, and I got to tell you, they're They're as hard as steel and won't bend in a hurricane. They're good people.
Well, maybe between us and them, we can straighten out the world.
Well, we'll have to see about that.
Yeah. Well, have a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You too. Stuff yourself with turkey and have a good time. If you're a known patriot or patriot leader, don't do it at home.
Oh, I won't. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling.
Uh-huh. You bet.
520-333-4578. Is the number. I bet that woke a bunch of you up, didn't it? I bet that little conversation got some of you sitting on the edge of your chairs. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Bill. It's Charles from Georgia.
Hi, Charles. How's things down in... I should say, hey, Charles.
Yes, sir. Well, it's getting worse.
Really?
They're putting cameras all around, all around Atlanta. You can't go down the interstate without having a camera seeing you coming and going.
Yeah. Well, Atlanta is one of those cities where they have erected a barricade that nobody knows about, where they can completely seal off the city. You know what that's called, don't you?
Prisoner of War Camp?
No.
Regional Capital?
No. What surrounds Atlanta?
The perimeter.
What goes completely around Atlanta?
The perimeter highway.
That's right. You got it. Everybody thinks that those things are so handy to get around the town. Well, the reason they're built is when they decide to impose their order on America, all you have to do is seal those things off and you're trapped. Turn off the water, turn off electricity, don't allow anybody to enter or leave, no food comes in, and within just a very short period of time, you'll be killing each other for a can of peas on your neighbor's shelf. Or you'll all just get down on your knees and say, hey, please, we'll do anything you want. You know, let's get this over with.
A lot of us left a long time ago.
Yeah. Many years ago, I warned everyone to get out of major population areas. That's your death. In the tyranny that is going to be imposed upon this country, that is sheer a suicide to live in a major city.
Is there a political party that you could get behind?
Are you kidding?
Well, I know the Republicans and the Democrats are...
They're the same thing.
What about the Libertarians?
Well, have you studied their platform?
I don't like the drug part, but...
Well, the drug part's not the only thing. They believe that the borders should be open all the time and anybody should be able to be free to come and go anytime they want. They believe in NAFTA and GATT. The Libertarian Party professes... to be for America and for Americans, but it's bullshit. What appears on their platform is New World Order stuff. Do you ever read Hegel, the Hegelian dialectic?
Right.
And they make you believe that they're on your side, and they come up with things that that sound noble and lofty, but are really what does you in.
So is there another party that might be viable?
No, and there shouldn't be parties. Why do we have to have parties? Why does there have to be a party? In the beginning of this country, there were no parties. Were there?
I guess not.
No. And guess what else, too? Why is it that when you go to register to vote, you have to declare yourself a United States citizen when you're not?
So you'll be liable for their debt.
No. No, so that they can control the candidates that they present... And so that they can control whether or not you vote. See, I'm a citizen of the state of Arizona. I'm not a citizen of the United States. I am by birth and by virtue of being a citizen of the state of Arizona, a citizen of the United States of America, but not the corporate United States or the corporate U.S. or any of those other subversive legal terms that most Americans don't even understand when they admit to. Puts them in a category that they really, if they understood the meaning of it, would not want to be in that category. And if you fail to declare yourself a United States citizen, they tell you that you cannot vote. But yet you read the Constitution for the United States of America, and what does it say about voting?
I imagine it says you have the right to vote.
It says you have the right to vote, doesn't it? So no one can deny you your vote. Yet they're doing it all over this country, aren't they?
Well, like you said, they're taking away our guns, and even one little bit of an infringement on our gun rights is like being a little bit pregnant. You can't be a little bit pregnant. You either are or you aren't.
That's right. And it just kills me that these women running around say, I'm pregnant. Then they go get an abortion. And they say, well, it's okay because it wasn't a baby yet. Well, if it wasn't a baby yet, you weren't pregnant, you stupid dummy. If you were pregnant, that's a baby.
Yes, sir. Well, on this Australia deal, I heard on the radio today that the Australian Army has guns that melt when you fire very much. They have plastic parts.
Don't listen to all this baloney. You're going to hear so much baloney all over the place, and I know exactly where you're hearing it from. I have always admonished my radio audience, listen to everyone. I believe in that. I believe in free speech. I believe that you should listen to everyone so that you have a balanced understanding of what everybody's saying. I believe that you should read everything that you could possibly get your hands on, that you have time to read of a various spectrum, not just what appeals to your own beliefs. But I admonish you, believe absolutely nothing unless you can prove it in legitimate, documented, and sourced research. And don't tell me you can't do it. Because I live in a little rural town in Eager, Arizona that has absolutely nothing here except a small library. And by God, if I can do it, you can do it.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Well, I appreciate your time.
Well, I appreciate your call, and I really mean that. Happy Thanksgiving.
See you later.
520-333-4578 is the number. I'll tell you one thing about these little rural towns in the West is that they may not have a lot of resources, and they may not be the best educated people in the world, but I guarantee you they're down-to-earth real Americans. They understand freedom. They understand a lot of things that an awful lot of Americans have forgotten about and never will understand, probably, because they were brought up in these big cities and their head have been pumped full of absolute nonsense. We're out here, we live as America, I won't say as America used to be, but I say very, very close to what America used to be. And most of the people out here understand the principles and ideals upon which this nation was founded, and they pass these principles and ideals down to their children, and they practice them in their daily life. And So that's one of the reasons why one of the areas that has been so hardly hit and so targeted by the socialist agenda has been the rural areas of the western states of the United States of America. Good evening. You're on the air.
Oh, how you doing tonight, Bill?
Good.
I had a question to ask you. I was speaking to a friend of ours that owns a bookstore. And was telling him about Oklahoma City Day One.
Uh-huh.
And he wanted to know who he got a hold of and, you know, what bookstore price was and so on and so forth. He'd like to carry your book.
Well, I'll tell you this. Everybody out there listening, listen to this very carefully. Go to your local bookstore. Tell them about the book. Tell them they need to order this book. Tell them that it is extremely important that it's going to be a bestseller, one of the major publishing events of the year, and that they can order this book at the standard trade discount rates, and that's 40% for bookstores with returns, from the Harvest Trust, P.O. Box 1970, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. That's the Harvest Trust, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. It will be listed in books in print very shortly. You can tell them that. And I'm going to give you the ISBN number down. You can write that down. This is the ISBN number. It's 0-965-3307-1-0. That's ISBN 0-965-3307-1-0. If they have questions or would like to have a media kit have them call 520-333-4578 anytime during normal working hours in Arizona. Make sure they know in Arizona, that's Mountain Standard Time. And that is both a voice and fax number. 520-333-4578 is the new number for Harvest Trust. That's the voice and fax number. Does that help you out?
Yeah, it helps out a lot, Bill. He was very, very interested in the book. He's been covering Oklahoma or following it, and he didn't know such a book existed, and he was very anxious to get some on his shelf.
Great.
Great. Thank you very much.
If everybody will do that, then we can get them in all the bookstores across the country. And thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. So I'm going to have to right now say goodnight, and God bless you all. Don't forget, tomorrow night, it's going to be open phones. What I want to hear from you is, what have you got to be thankful for? I'm going to tell you what I've got to be thankful for tomorrow night. Maybe Pooh will come and tell you what she's got to be thankful for, and maybe little Allison will come and scream into the mic. Who knows? We'll have a good time tomorrow night. On Thanksgiving night, it'll be a rerun, simply because I'm going to spend Thanksgiving with my family. That's what it's all about. And I am most thankful for them. This is the voice of freedom. Thank you. You're listening to the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network with studios in Eager, Arizona, broadcasting on satellite GE1, transponder 7, 7.56 audio, and over 700 FM stations across the nation and around the world. Stay tuned now for Michael Cottingham and Quest for Help.